Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 27th of September. Royal Caribbean Group plans to build a new cruise terminal in Ravenna, Italy. It will build and operate the 10,000 square meter terminal located on the Adriatic coast. Ravenna is about 2 hours from Venice and convenient for the airports of Bologna, Forlì and Rimini. It is expected to cost about £27 million and will include landscaping of the Park of Dunes green space project, entertainment areas, and it will have shore power. The terminal will house a new cruise centre, a tourist information desk, and local street food units. It is expected to be completed in 2024 and is targeting an increase of up to 300,000 passengers per year. An Amtrak passenger train operating between Seattle and Chicago derailed on Saturday afternoon in north-central Montana. The train, headed west to Seattle, derailed near Joplin between the Havre and Shelby stops in Montana. At least three people died and more than 50 people were injured after four cars tipped over. The last major Amtrak train accident was recorded on February the 4th, 2018, in Casey, South Carolina. The People's Bank of China announced plans to ban financial institutions, money companies, and internet enterprises from facilitating cryptocurrency trading, as well as to strengthen monitoring of risks from cryptocurrency business activities. The Chinese regulator reiterated its rigid stance on digital currencies, declaring all cryptocurrency trading activities unlawful and prohibiting overseas crypto exchanges from providing services to Chinese investors. The latest ruling comes as part of a broader state-run campaign by Chinese regulators against cryptocurrencies. Earlier this year, Beijing banned mining in major Bitcoin hubs such as Sichuan, Xinjiang, and Inner Mongolia, which led to a sharp drop in Bitcoin's processing power as multiple miners took their equipment offline. Malta is now welcoming digital nomads from non-European countries with a newly launched Nomad Residence Permit, which is intended to give third country nationals, including from the US and Canada, the opportunity to work remotely from Malta for a temporary period. This initiative will be open to COVID-19 vaccinated applicants only. Malta already hosts a significant digital nomad community, mostly made up of EU nationals who do not require any permits due to freedom of movement. The new permit is intended to reach new niches beyond Europe as global mobility continues to rise and gain popularity post-COVID. Those wishing to work from Malta for a temporary period of up to 1 year, which is renewable, must be vaccinated, prove they can work remotely, independent of location. They should either work for an employer registered outside of Malta, conduct business activity for a company registered outside of Malta and of which they are partners or shareholders, or offer freelance or consulting services to clients whose permanent establishments are in a foreign country. The process is straightforward and Residency Malta promises an efficient service for discerning nomads. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.